Cape Talk. A world view from London.
And we go to the UK. John Adley joins us now at the moment. John, thanks very much for coming on here with us with a world view.
Good morning. Yeah, should we talk about Brexit?
Again? I see you said yesterday the incredible Salk went to Luxembourg trying to have a negotiation, but seems like there's no outcome.
Right. Yeah, he compared himself, Boris Johnson, over the weekend to the incredible Hulk, so saying that, you know, the angrier the Hulk got, the stronger he got. It was kind of fighting talk, but then it seemed to be the incredible Salk because he stayed away from this press conference. It really extraordinary scenes in Luxembourg. This was after Boris had met the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, but really the first time that it had proper face-to-face talks about Brexit. And then he met the Luxembourg Prime Minister, and it really did look somewhat bizarre afterwards, because Boris Johnson said, actually, I'm not going to take part in this news conference in front of the cameras, because there are so many noisy protesters in the courtyard. Please, can we bring the news conference inside? But that was rejected. And then out came Luxembourg's Prime Minister on his own. And as I suspected, most of the front pages today show the Luxembourg Prime Minister gesturing to the empty podium beside him, and the opportunity, without Boris there to sort of counter anything that he had to say, he had a free rein, didn't he, to say what he liked. And the Prime Minister of Luxembourg launched a pretty stinging attack on Boris Johnson's strategy, saying the Brexit process had turned into a nightmare, and he accused the UK government of failing to put forward serious proposals for a new deal, meanwhile portraying the EU as the bad guy. So Boris Johnson spoke afterwards, not in front of the podium there, but just privately, did an interview saying that he thinks we've got just the right amount of time to do a deal, but it's not in the bag. And I think what a lot of commentators are saying is that if the Luxembourg Prime Minister looked angry, he was really saying in public and out loud what those in the EU have been saying for months, if not years now, that they're frustrated at the UK's position on all of this. And a preview of today's action, which I'm sure Adam will tell you about when he's back tomorrow, the highest court in the land, that's the Supreme Court in London, is today going to consider whether it was against the law for Boris Johnson to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks at this crucial time. They will probably have to wait a few days, if not a week or so, for their ruling on that.
Now, the US has evidence that Iran is to blame for those Saudi oil attacks of yesterday morning.
Yeah, I think the US is very keen, to come up with proof behind its assertion that Iran is to blame for this. It's published satellite images, and it's quoted various intelligence sources to say that it must have been Iran. It couldn't be the Houthi-controlled area of Yemen that this came from, partly because the missiles came from the wrong direction, whereas Yemen lies to the southwest of the target area. These missiles came from the northwest, so the US reckons that they possibly were launched from maybe Iran or Iraq or somewhere in the northern Gulf. And the officials say that there were a mixture of drones and cruise missiles launched, but they didn't all hit their targets. Now, the rhetoric is being ratcheted up. The US is saying, their Defense Secretary Mark Esper, saying that Iran is undermining the international rules-based order and the US military is working with other countries to address this. You've had the head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, saying Iran's destabilizing the whole region, and he's extremely concerned about a risk of escalation, which I think is the underlying fear in all of this about where it's all going to lead. And here in London, the Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, called the act a wanton violation of international law. And meanwhile, oil prices really rocketed yesterday. They saw their biggest one-day rise since the 1991 Gulf War, up 20%, although it did fall back later. But there are warnings here in London that, motorists should perhaps brace themselves for prices at the pump going up when they fill up their cars.
And finally, UK scientists say extreme weather events are scary. Is that an industry-specific term?
Well, this story really caught my eye, because a lot of it is really about the language used about climate change, isn't it? And I think that's what caught people's attention. This chap, Professor Sir David King, for many years was the UK government's chief scientific advisor, and he said that he's been scared by the number of extreme events, such as the, you know, the summer heat wave in Europe, and he's been calling on Britain to advance its climate targets by 10 years, you know, speed up the process of doing something about this. So David says extreme events linked to climate change, also things like the polar ice melting, he says it's all happening much sooner than expected, and that it's appropriate to be scared. You know, perhaps not the most scientific language to use, and it has led to a debate about, you know, how you get across the urgency about tackling change. Some say using words like scared could make young people depressed and anxious. I've heard one physicist saying that David King's right to be scared because he's scared too, and campaigners are saying, well, people won't act unless they feel a bit fearful. But another expert says, stick to the facts, because they're quite convincing and dramatic enough. Either way, I guess the, you know, the overall message here is the world has got to act fast, or faster, to tackle climate change. It's certainly something that my 14-year-old daughter is forever telling me to do.
Look, it's a bit more useful, I would guess, than the diplomatic language of we are deeply concerned.
I think that's right, but I think he's gone out on a limb, and he wants to be provocative, you know, and use provocative language like saying he's scared just to make us all sit up and take notes.
John Adley there. He'll be back tomorrow with our Worldview.